Hey, I'm Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and this is your daily market update. All right, what's going on? Thanks for listening, guys. Let's jump right into Desert Hot Springs, California, or DHS for short. Now, I'm just going to list this one here. It's a brand new property, just came on the market today. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath, built in 1988. There's no pool on this one, but you know, you're close to the hot springs and a lot of pools out there, so that's not going to be a huge issue for you, but you are getting a nice, decent-sized home at 1,488 square feet. I think that's a great price, or not a price, but a great size for a three-bedroom, three-bath. I think that's nice. It's comfy. It's large, but it's not overly big. And you're definitely getting it for a great price at $239,000. I think that price point sits pretty well in DHS for this size and just the quality of the home. So if you're in the market and you're looking for a first home and you want to start building some equity and you want to get into a bit, basically a city that's really starting to thrive as of late, I think this is a great property for you. All right, now this next one here is La Quinta, California, the LQ of the Valley. And this one is tough. It hurts because I've seen this property on the market for quite some time now. Not a long time, just a little longer than I'm sure they'd like to anticipate to be on the market for. But this one's a price change trending downward, okay? So this property here is now be reduced at $359,900. But I think it's a great property, guys. And if you're in La Quinta and you want a nice home, I really think you should take a look at this one here. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath, built in 2001, and it's sitting at over 2,100 square feet. I think at that price point now, in La Quinta, where it is, I think that's a great deal. And, you know, if you're in the market to purchase in La Quinta, I think this is a property that you should take a look at. Now, remember, if you're a homeowner and you're looking to get the most money for your property, you know, again, I'm seeing so many properties just getting overpriced and they're forced to drop their price point, which gives you, you know, a sign of weakness and it really gives a buyer a lot of leverage. So, just make sure if you're going to be putting it on the market, one, call Lawrence Does because we have the best listing presentation and just the overall marketing strategy to get your home sold for the most amount of money without actually decreasing its price point. So give me a call and, you know, because right now is a good time to list right now. So let's make it happen. All right, and last but certainly not least is the Indio, California, the beautiful and ever-growing home of the largest musical festival in the world at Stagecoach and Coachella Fest. Now, today I'm looking at it, and I got four properties I'm going to highlight because we got a lot of information moving around here. One of them just sold, recently just sold, so congratulations both sides, buyers, sellers, agents on both of those. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath, built in 2002, sitting at 2,005 square feet, so 2,000 square feet technically, and it went off the market today at $315,000. Now, I do want to note, just because, you know, again, I want to keep you guys in the loop, it did sell for $7,500 less than what the price was listed at. And again, you know, I always talk about, you know, pricing the house accordingly so you can get it sold as quick as possible for the highest amount of money. And it gives you a part of leverage when you, you know, you come in strong. So even though they did sell, it sold for a little less than what they wanted, but I still think it's a great deal, great job for both sides, and just a fantastic property in general. Now, I do have one that just expired as well. And that's always terrible to see because, you know, they didn't get it sold. And I'm sure they were looking to get it sold. This one here was a four-bedroom, two-bath, built in 2006. A relatively newer home, actually the newer of the homes on all the lists that we're going to talk about today on Indio, California. About 1,573 square feet. And this one was on the market for $279,000. And that's crazy because I've seen the pictures. It's a nice home. And I really think at $279 was a great, great value. But, you know, again, without doing all the super research, I mean, chances are it's overpriced because, again, if you guys have ever listened to the show, there's only two reasons why a home doesn't sell. It's price and exposure. So either they were overpriced or they didn't get enough exposure on the property or a combination of the two. But again, good home. Now, let's move on. I got one just came on the market today. We're going to highlight that one really quick. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, built in 1991, no pool, sitting at about 1,278 square feet. And this one just came on the market today for $185,000. Now, I've told you before, Indio is starting to thrive. The city's doing great. Of course, Coachella is not going anywhere. So I think to come into Indio and grab a house at $185,000 is a great price because, again, you can just really start to invest in that home over the course of the next 5 years or so and really make some good investments so you guys can maybe capitalize on that equity that you build over time. And last but not least is another home on the market right now for $319,000 now because it just got reduced in price point. This one's a five-bedroom, three-bath, built in 2004. No pool, but 2,361 square feet. It's a really large home, guys. Even at 319, I think that's a great price. A lot of people can afford that here. And I think it's a good home, maybe a second home, or, you know, if it's a first home, still a good price point where you can get in and get out. But again, the price point trending downward, which means they were probably overpriced or not doing their job. And, you know, really, it's very important that you guys pick the right person to sell your home, okay? But regardless, Indio got a lot going on. Hey, so before I end the show, I just wanted to touch base and just everybody know that, you know, with the holidays coming to a close, some of you homeowners are going to be thinking about putting your house on the market in the 2019. Now, if you do, that's great, but I really want you to pay attention. And if you're listening to the show, you know, you're going to need somebody that really knows the market, that's been paying attention to the trends and understands how the market is constantly changing. Again, if you come into the market overpriced and you don't do a good job of exposing your house to the public, you will not get it sold. And you're just going to have to reduce your price point and it's going to be terrible and everyone's going to just not want to buy your house. Okay. So do your research and just go to lawrencedoes.com. I promise you we'll get your house sold for the fastest amount of time and for the most amount of money. Sorry about that. I'm losing my mind. But again, I really hate seeing houses get reduced in price points and, you know, sitting on the market for extended period of time, especially when the market is hot right now like it is. It's almost unnecessary for that to happen. So it's just, it blows me away. And I really want you guys as homeowners to really do your research before just picking a friend of a friend or an aunt or family member that does real estate. Because at the end of the day, it's more than just that. It takes a professional that really knows what he's doing or she's doing. So do your research. It's really great. Now, again, if you're a buyer side, guys, and you're still listening to the show, I do appreciate you. Remember, lawrencedoes.com has a ton of buyers programs where we give away a ton of credits towards closing costs and things like that to really help you guys get into a home. So that's really important as well. You know, because again, right now is the time, rates are shooting up, and I'm telling you, by this time next year, you won't be able to afford the home that you're really looking at right now. So pull the trigger. Let's make it work. And that will do it for today's Daily Market Update. As always, I'm Lawrence from lawrencedoes.com, home of the Valley's best buyers program, okay, where I give money out of my own pocket to my buyers so that they can purchase a home, okay? You can go to lawrencedoes.com, LawrenceDoes.com, or you can give me a call at 760-567-2226, 760-567-2226. Remember, most agents won't care about you, but Lawrence does, the people's agent. I'll talk to you soon.